the voice of Liberty.
WYSL.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies!
Another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. I hope you're battening down the hatches for the big snowstorm if you're listening locally or anywhere in the Northeast. And we hope everybody, of course, in the U.S. has a very happy Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday. Tonight we're going to discuss the Lancers' pair of defeats to Syracuse over the weekend. We'll be joined by the team's leading scorer this year so far, the Mohican Warrior, Elliot Fauske. We'll also have the latest international news on the World Cup draw, European League play, and this week's UEFA's Champions League matches. Dick Howard will be joining us for that, and we'll also look ahead to MLS Cup Final 2013, which is happening next Saturday in Kansas City. Sporting Kansas City hosting Real Salt Lake. We'll be speaking with Michael Lewis. Of course, he'll be in attendance at that MLS Cup, as he has been at every MLS Cup in the league's history. So let's bring in now Joe Sirianni, the inaugural Lancers Wall of Famer. And Joe, it was a painful to watch on Saturday.
Well, fortunately, or unfortunately, I was not able to go there because I had some health problem. But the week before, I suffered through the same thing that you did. For some reason, the team doesn't seem to have the defense working as well yet. The goalkeeper is a little bit on the shaky side. And, we hope that, and besides that, they have the big gun Salas not playing. So there's a remedy for sure. I'm sure that the coach is looking at all those kind of things. And Syracuse, they played, Baltimore, one of the better team in the league, that is defending champion. Now they played Syracuse, and it's got our numbers for some reason. We haven't been able to beat them. So I don't know. It doesn't, at the moment, it looks kind of bad. Well, no, not bad. It looks a little bit confusing, but I'm sure they're going to solve the problem.
Well, what they need is a good dose of an expansion team, and that's what's going to happen in 2 weeks. The Lancers will host the Pennsylvania Roar, who are at the bottom of the MISL right now. They have not done well at all in their first season so far. They've been blown out in all their matches, including losing to the other expansion team, St. Louis. So the game is coming up on December the 6th, and it will be, of course, at the Blue Cross Arena, 7 p.m. kickoff. And appropriately enough, you can get everyone will get a free ice scraper. And we certainly
need
that.
Yeah, we need it.
And hopefully it's a nice bright color. Usually that's what Sam likes to do. And that would be a very special guest, a guy in a red suit who flies around with 8 tiny reindeer. You heard rumors that, the 6th is St. Nicholas Day.
Exactly,
so it's appropriate that the man himself is going to be in town on the 6th to wish all of us a very Merry Christmas. And so we'll be looking forward to seeing Santa at the game on the 6th against Pennsylvania. And don't forget the 14th is the Wall of Fame ceremony, where we'll be honoring Ed Morante, Don Lauka, Alex Loy, and Dick Howard, as they'll be the 4 newest members of the Lancers Wall of Fame, as the Lancers will face St. Louis that night. So we're looking forward to that as well.
And we look forward that we hope that we have a nice clement weather, that the people are going to be able to go, and we don't have big storms or that makes people worry. So I think there's a lot of good things that are happening, and Soccer Sim is really the master of promoting soccer and promoting and merchandise and promoting. So I'm sure that, you know, the ice scrape is going to come handy. Santa Claus is going to be there. Probably going to give presents. And who knows? We might get lucky and we get a present.
Well, a good present would be a win. So I think Soccer Santa wants to give us all a victory. And, of course, mention about gifts and toys. If you donate a toy to Hillside Children's Center, you'll get a half-price ticket to the match. So definitely a good cause there. So get your toys. Go out to your favorite store, or if you have a toy that you're not using or a game or whatever, bring it and donate it to the Hillside Children's Center for, you know, the underprivileged kids, and you'll get a half-price ticket for Friday the 6th.
On the 14th, you know, they're going to have the induction, and I think Ed Miranda is working very, very hard to bring some people there. You know, the Chalai Soccer organization is going to be there. So kudos to them, and kudos to Eddie Miranda for doing all the things that he's doing to be able to bring more people to a close arena.
And I get to dress up in my suit again and wear it about once a year. So and I'm looking forward to being the MC for that event again. It's always a great time. So your chance to see the Lancers before Christmas, Friday the 6th against Pennsylvania, and the 14th Saturday evening against the St. Louis Ambush. And other big news that happened this week before we get to Dick Howard and the international report is Orlando City was officially announced as the 21st MLS franchise, and we'll have some people from Orlando on next week's show to talk about Orlando, the USL Pro champions, going into MLS in a couple of seasons, and with a new logo, a new facility. It's going to be a big success, I think.
Well, of course, Andrew, I mean, with the connection that you have with the Beckham family, I think you should find out when they're going to join to make the 20th team, right?
The 22nd team.
I think
that needs to happen. Orlando definitely needs a local derby, so yeah. I think it would be excellent if Mr. Beckham and Mr. LeBron James and the owner of the Miami Dolphins all get together. There's already, you know, talk about that, but the interesting rumor with Orlando City is they say they want to bring in top-level talent, and the name that's been thrown around is Kaká, is the guy they want to come to play in Orlando, which is interesting because Orlando is a very English organization, and they also have a lot of English expats who live in Orlando. So I would have thought they would have gone for an English player, but obviously Kaká, the Brazilian, would be a tremendous
draw,
and certainly if he plays in the World Cup. But
today scored a beautiful goal for, no, yesterday scored a beautiful goal for AC Milan, even though they tie in, you know. Milan at this time needs a little help, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that later.
Absolutely. We'll talk a lot about it. In fact, we'll do that next. We're going to have our international report with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, one of the members of the 2013 Lancers Wall of Fame class. So Dick will be with us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score, big! big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena Friday, December 6th as they face the expansion Pennsylvania Roar with kickoff at 7 p.m. There will be free ice scrapers given out at the match, and you can get 50% off a ticket with a donation to Hillside. And the special guest that night is Santa Claus. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, located Northfield Common in Pittsford. The number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. Go visit Tony and Michelle for all of your Christmas shopping needs. Void the crowds at the mall. Go to Top Notch Monogramming, get your embroidery, your monogramming, your screen printing done at Top Notch Monogramming. Of course, they have Bob Marley shirts, Grateful Dead, and the Rochester Lancers shirts as well. So tell them you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and you'll give you a 10% discount. And, Joe, I'm gonna go in there myself and do some of my Christmas shopping.
Well, me too. And I think that we have to do something with Tony because he's so good to us. And we need to go buy some stuff. Maybe we have some new shirt made for us, and we promote
our
show.
That's a good idea. We could use some new shirts. Ours are a little old. So.
Yeah. and for me, a little wider.
Yeah, me too. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Great, guys. Oh, yeah, brings back memories. I bet he hasn't got any jerseys from the Hungarian national team that played England in 1953. November the 25th, guys, 1953. Young 10-year-old Dick Howard took time off school, would you believe, to watch a game between England and Hungary. England never lost a game at home against a team from the British Isles, from outside the British Isles. And lo and behold, final score, England 3, Hungary 6. And it changed my whole outlook on the game. And it's 60 years to the day that that happened. It was a marvelous game. In fact, it's been called the match of the century, but it certainly made an impression on me. And I thought I'd mention it right off the top. Brought back
How
many
about
memories.
That? 60 years. It's time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It was a marvelous game, and the Hungarians were just superb. Sadly, there's only two that are still living, Gyula Grosics, the goalkeeper, and Jeno Bozenski, the fullback. But they were a marvelous team, and as I say, my philosophy in coaching and playing changed on that day because they were just so good.
Well, I'm sure the crowd was shocked, to say the least.
They were shocked, but typical English, you know, well, you know, they beat us 6-3, but we're playing them next summer in Budapest. We'll get our own back. And, of course, in Budapest in the following summer, England 1-7. So it really was quite the lesson. And ironically, an Englishman was the one responsible for it. A guy by the name of Jimmy Hogan had spent a lot of time in Hungary working with the team, and he was sort of an architect of what was a marvelous team, Puskas and Company. You probably remember him from his days with Real Madrid.
I can remember that you know, Hungary was one of the best team in Europe at one time.
In the early 50s, and then they played that World Cup final in 1954 against Germany. They lost 3-2. Question mark with the German team with regards to the way they won the game, and it's certainly been mentioned in recent years of maybe some of the German players were receiving drugs to play in the game. It's very interesting, some of the recent revelations that are coming out with regards to that team, but never take it away. Hungary, there was a great Hungarian team.
Right, Hungary had won, 8-3 against Germany earlier in the tournament. So.
Exactly. And then they lost in the final 3-2. Yeah.
It just goes to show you, anything can happen. And that's certainly this year with the World Cup, anything can happen there. But especially looking at the rankings, I was doing that before the show, Dick, and mm-hmm. the top 24 teams, 23 of them are in the World Cup. The only team that's not is Ukraine, who were knocked out in incredible fashion by the French,
dramatic fashion,
who were the first team ever to come back from 2 goals down to qualify in a knockout playoff. And
well,
you
that's an
give
interesting observation,
credit.
Andrew. Yeah, but it's great, isn't it, when you get that situation happening of teams qualifying for the World Cup. And I think it's going to be a tremendous tournament in Brazil.
And what can you say about Cristiano Ronaldo? I think locked up FIFA World Player of the Year. What a performance in that tie against Sweden. Just he outshone Ibrahimovic and just single-handedly, I think, led his team to the World Cup. And when you have a player of that caliber, I mean, you can ride his shoulders and anything can happen.
I was asked the other day, you know, by his fans, who's the better player in the world right now? Is Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo? Who would you say?
Well, I think the one thing, and it's certainly affected him this season, has been the injuries for Lionel Messi. You know, he's having his problems at the moment, and throughout the season, I don't think he's been playing always 100%. And given, you know, a comparison between the two, I would certainly favor Cristiano Ronaldo, because he can make things happen, and he's shown it, you know, shown tremendous leadership on the field as well as off the field in getting the team past Sweden and into the World Cup final. So my money would go on Cristiano Ronaldo, but I just hope that Lionel Messi is not going to be dogged with injuries, because as we know in the past, players get an injury, and it's a chronic injury that it can affect their performances.
Certainly, and he's going to be a lot of pressure on him to come back for Barcelona, especially if they start to struggle with him out of the lineup. But we'll see what happens this week with the Champions League, particularly with the World Cup. The question I want to ask you is, have you heard anything official yet regarding how the teams are going to be put into the pots of four different pots? Are there going to be, have they decided what teams are going to go into the pots here, or is that still to be announced?
Well, they've got the 8-seeded teams that are the usual, you know, with Spain and company. There's 8-seeded teams have been selected, and then they will decide and keep teams apart. Of course, you don't want to play teams from your own confederation, and a lot of that will be done. There's an executive committee meeting just prior to the draw, and all that will be explained then, and there'll be some indications prior to that of the way the pots are going to be set up. But it's so much drama, isn't it, with regards to who you pull out of the pot and who's going to be in your, you know, group. It really is tremendous drama, and yours truly is going to be there in Salvador. So I look forward to being in that room when it's taking place, and all the oohs and ahs that will happen when teams are drawn out, and is there going to be a group of death? You know, all those kind of scenarios. It's going to take place, of course.
Just Just based on the fact that you say you're going to be there and that you've been in many situations, you know, that require a lot of emotion. Tell to our listener, you know, because I guess when you attend a situation like this with a tense moment, you know, describe your feelings, what you go through.
Well, it's just remarkable because you've got this situation of, you know, 32 quality teams, and who you're going to play in the group can figure prominently in regards to that. And I always love to see it when they're making the draw and they've got the cameras and everybody looking at the coaches involved, and to see the reaction of the coaches when they find that they're got an easy game, or maybe they feel it's an easy game, or they're in a tough group. All those things that are going to take place. It was quite dramatic. I was in Leipzig for the one for the World Cup in Germany, and just sitting around, you know, some of the stars of games past and tournaments past, and getting their reaction was also a tremendous experience, because it really is quite remarkable when you think that there's going to be millions of people around the world watching the draw. In fact, I've heard 500 million people in 193 countries will be watching the draw live.
Well, there'll certainly be a lot of people locally watching him. If you go to the Rochester Rhinos website, they have a party they're planning for the 6th, where they're going to have the draw being shown. I can't mention the place because they don't advertise with us. If they did, then the name would be mentioned. So you know who you are if you want to advertise on our show so you can promote this event. Give Joe a call at 247-1228. That's correct. But anyway,
great.
I think,
good
Dick, with this year's draw, really, it's going to be even more dramatic because you have incredibly powerful teams who are not seeded. You've got Holland, Italy, England, Chile, Portugal, not to mention, of course, the United States, who are 13th ranked. There's going to be, I think, there may be more than one group of death this year in this tournament.
You could be right.
Right, because you're going to have European teams, you know, you could see an Argentina and a Netherlands or an Italy and Brazil in the same group. I mean, that would be, I would feel sorry for the other two teams in the group if that happens. And sure,
yeah.
That's why the question is, how are these other groups, are these other pots going to be selected? So I think that's going to be a lot of drama there during this run-up to the draw to see what FIFA decides to do. They said it was going to be a mixture of location and strength of the teams. So whatever that means.
Can you explain that, Dick?
Not at the moment, but I will in the weeks ahead when I find out more. We're just getting things coming through to accredited media, you know, going to the draw, and as we get closer, of course, it will be explained in great detail with regards to who plays who. But the main thing, of course, is you're not going to be playing teams from your confederation. So you'll find in each group, you know, strong teams from Africa, obviously, and I think an African team could well do exceptionally in this tournament, and we've got some quality teams from Africa, and then, as you mentioned, you know, with regards to the unseeded teams in Europe, it really is going to be fascinating to see how it's all sketched out with regards to the actual draw itself.
It's going to be something special. It's next Friday. It starts about, I think it's about noontime, a little before noontime, 11:30, I believe, is when the broadcast starts. So, Dick, we'll look forward to your report on that. But we got some big matches coming up this week. We've got the Champions League matches coming up. We got Bayer Leverkusen and Manchester United. United's still struggling. Juventus and Copenhagen and Basel hosting Chelsea, top two teams in that group. We've got Real Madrid and Galatasaray. A lot of great matches coming up on the next couple of days.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? And I was reading something saying that it's, 11 clubs will seal their progress, but five former winners could face elimination. And I hate to mention Juventus in that group, Joe, but I don't think that will be the case. But certainly Borussia Dortmund are up against it, and they've got a tough game against Napoli. And that is obviously one of the, if you talk of match of the day, that's one that really is fascinating, given that Borussia are still reeling from that 3-0 home defeat by Bayern Munich at the weekend.
Dick, I got to ask you, there was a report that came out today from Germany, and Pep Guardiola, the manager of Bayern Munich, was extremely upset because there supposedly was a press leak where Bayern's strategy against Dortmund, you know, the two top teams in the league, it was leaked to the press. So
there's a mole in the team, yeah.
So, I mean, what do you, and Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, the Bayern president, of course, great player in his own right, he issued a threat against the mole, and we don't know who it was, but, you know, there's always something going on, and this is a new one for me, though, a mole.
Yeah. It will be very interesting to see if, in fact, somebody is identified, because Pep Guardiola was adamant that that person is gone and is persona non grata with regards to the team. It's hard to imagine in this day and age, although given all the things that are happening, who knows, that a player, you know, within a squad would leak information on the way they're going to be playing in certain games. And it's something that concerns me, because you've got players who are playing, you know, and getting exceptionally high salaries, and it's still not good enough for them, and they're doing this to try and get their team to suffer because of the fact that their opponents know exactly what they're going to be playing or their strategies for the game.
Well, it didn't work because Bayern took it to Dortmund and won easily. So, and whatever the mole did, it didn't help matters. So, what goes around comes around, I guess. You know, Joe, you're in Italy. You know, there's lots of chicanery goes around in Italy.
So. There's a lot of politics and a lot of leaks and a lot of things that are not lawful that are going on. A
lot of euros
and a lot of money that. It gets paid to people to give information or to gamble, whatever. But, one of the things that I think that it needs to be done is that, and I believe it's being done, is in order for the game to remain as pure as it's always been, they have to get rid of the ultras, they have to get rid of all these people that are gambling.
All the bad apples, yeah.
Yeah, because they're ruining the game.
Well, sure, there's going to be a lot of money bet on the World Cup, that's for sure. It's going to be a lot of things going on. And Dick, before we let you go, one last thing. Well, tell us about what were your thoughts going through your head during that great Merseyside derby on Saturday, one of the best ones ever played, a 3-3 draw.
What a game, wasn't it? Five out of the six goals from set plays. But Evan was certainly very fortunate they didn't lose a player early in that game because... that was, in some respects, a bit of a turning point. But overall, what a tremendous Merseyside derby. I think that the game and the way it's played, ebb and flow and the quality of the goals, it was a tremendous atmosphere at Goodison Park for the game. And just wish you'd been there and you'd been in that kind of surroundings. But it was a great game and probably in the end a fair result.
Well, I have to say, on the positive side today, Dick, is that my team is leading on the top of the table. And today, Roma played to a 0-0 tie with Sardinia.
That's right.
So,
a good win in Livorno. And, and Napoli lost as well, didn't they? So
Yes. And I think they're gearing up for the upcoming game. So I think that they didn't play the best players and... and that's what happened.
It's
could well be,
and
they'll certainly miss Hamzik in the game, against Borussia Dortmund. But it could well end up all square, that one. It's, certainly one of the games that one is looking at. And you'll be hoping, Andrew, that Chelsea can get away from that opening loss to Basel and get a result on the road, which they could well do, given the way they're playing at the moment.
Yeah, playing very well, and no problem with West Ham. Sorry, my wife. She's a West Ham supporter, but hey, what are you going to do? But, Dick, it's going to be a lot to talk about next week, the World Cup draw coming up, and we're looking forward to talking about what's going to happen and making our prognostications and see where we go.
Yeah, I'll certainly try and get a report in. I'll be en route to Sao Paulo and Salvador, but I'll certainly keep you updated on the situation.
When are you leaving?
I leave on Monday.
Okay, yeah. So we may not have you next week then, possibly, because it depends on
the land. So we might do something in advance, but we'll certainly be in touch with regards to that.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a very safe trip, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Buon viaggio.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Very happy that Dick's going to be covering the World Cup draw for us here on our show. What can you say about that?
You took the words out of my mouth. You know, we are so glad that Dick's part of our show and that we get the international report, we get the scoops. And this is Soccer Kick in the Grass.
That's right, and we'll be seeing Dick on the 14th when he gets inducted into the Wall of Fame, Lancers Wall of Fame, and looking forward to having him back in town. And speaking of the Lancers, up next is Lancers leading scorer Elliot Fauske on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
The voice of liberty. WYSL. You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena Friday, December 6th as they face the expansion Pennsylvania Roar with kickoff at 7 p.m. There will be free ice scrapers given out at the match and you can get 50% off a ticket with a donation to Hillside. And the special guest that night is Santa Claus. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. That's right, Santa Claus is coming to town, not only on Christmas Eve, but also on December 6th, St. Nicholas Day. The Lancers host the Pennsylvania Roar, and special guest will be the man in the red suit, the man with all the toys, so to speak, Santa Claus himself.
The man with the reindeers.
That's right, eight reindeer and everything else. So looking forward
Rudolph,
to that.
Rudolph.
Oh, well, that's another story. Anyway, we're very happy to have with us right now from the Rochester Lancers, Elliot Fauske, the Mohican Warrior himself. And Elliot's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Again, the next match for the Lancers, they're off this week, but they'll be in action again next Friday on the 7th or the 6th of December, 7 p.m. kickoff against Pennsylvania. And don't forget, the Wall of Fame induction ceremony is Saturday, the 14th of December, and the Lancers will be hosting St. Louis. Call 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com to get your tickets. Good evening, Elliot. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Andrew and Joe here. And
yeah.
Joe, you have
tried to stay warm.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Elliot, in a few words, tell us what's going on.
Well, regarding what?
Regarding the team.
Regarding the team? Well, we're obviously regrouping. We have 2 weeks here to improve upon our frustrating start. We had a film session today. Before training, went over some stuff. A lot of defensive tweaking needs to happen. And I think if we sort those details out, we can start to turn these games around.
What do you think's been the situation with the defense? I mean, I was at the game on Saturday, Joe was at the previous game. It just seems like the team, we play well in great in lengths of time, but then there's spurts where the opponent just puts in a bunch of goals against us. What do you think is the reason for that?
Yeah, that, Indoor is known for its runs, and as soon as he gets scored on, Coach Josh Rice, he's really adamant. He says, stop the run, because teams can gain momentum. And I think if you just put your head down and get frustrated or let that be a distraction, if you lose discipline, it's very easy for the other team to take advantage. So I think it comes down to discipline and habits. You just have to be switched on every second of the indoor game because goals come so quickly.
It's a tremendous concentration, too, that you have to have at all times in the indoor game. And you can see, goals can be scored in just a matter of seconds, and unlike the outdoor game.
And by the way, Elliot, congratulations, because you scored in the goals at least. So, there's somebody that, I was there at the home opener, and the goals you scored was really beautiful. And, for the first period over there, we played terrific. We were better than Baltimore. But then in the third and fourth quarter, we sort of fell apart. I mean, they got the better of the game. And there were some questioning goals that went through Mr. Hennigan that, usually you don't see those kind of goals scored on him. And according to my partner over here, the last game, there were questions about the goals that we suffer. What seems to be, is Pate on top of his game or what? I mean, maybe I'm putting you on the spot, but how do you see it?
I mean, I think there's always a spotlight on the keeper. He's the last person the ball is going to go by. Definitely last game, he put his hand up and he said, sorry, fellas, a couple of those goals were definitely my fault, stuff he would normally get his hand on. But we can't forget that he's actually, watching the game film of our previous game, especially in Baltimore, he saved a lot that you wouldn't even necessarily expect the keeper to save,
to keep
the game close early on. So I definitely wouldn't point fingers, but yeah, there's a couple times where goals went in and he wasn't satisfied with his performance. But it's always, it compounds, it snowballs, and it ends with the keeper digging the ball out of the net. So,
I was once an indoor goalie in college in our intramural league, and believe me, it's like a firing squad when you're a goalie in indoor. It's just very, very difficult.
One of the things that I noticed is this, that, the game in I never really realized it before, but the game is really rough, especially around the corner, and rough for the goalie as well, because you got to have 50 pairs of eyes to see where the ball is when you got all the people in front of you. So, for all intents and purposes, I was not trying to take stabs at the goalkeeper, because I agree with you. And they, in he saved many, at least four or five sure goals that I remember with his quick reaction and stuff like that. So,
right,
I stand corrected.
Can't overcommit an indoor. If he really dives, he could make some saves, but then he'd be exposed. They have to make saves and stay on their feet a lot of times, you know, for the next shot, rapid fire. So I give a lot of credit to keepers, and I try to stay off their back no matter the circumstances, because I've played goalie at training sometimes, and I don't even feel like an athlete when I'm in goal. I don't, stuff's coming at you so quick.
It's a very difficult game to play. I mean, it looks, you guys make it look easy when we're out there watching, but believe me, guys, I've played indoors and it is very difficult, especially, you know, when you're being pressed in or pushed back by the opponents and they're shooting at you like a pinball machine. And so that's what happened a couple of times in the match. And the Lancers, to their credit, were they made some great defensive plays. The back line has saved a couple balls off the line, so they did their job. But then the other thing is, I know that the offense is not as potent as it was last year. Of course, obviously, part of that is Mauricio Salas not being in the lineup. You lose your second leading scorer, that's going to happen. But, you know, Doug Miller was taken off at the end of the match on Saturday. Can you give us an update on what exactly happened? Do you know is he okay at this point?
Yeah, he was at training today. He didn't train, but he said the headache had gone away. So he had suffered a minor concussion, I think. Is a diagnosis. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what our trainer said. So he had some swelling under his eye. So I don't know if he caught the heel. He kind of had that collision towards the end of the game. I think he got, you know, a back heel, like a kick to the eye, and it just rattled his cage a little bit.
Right, that's what I noticed. It looked like they were looking at his eye when he was on the ground. So, yeah, I thought hopefully it wasn't. I was hoping, you know, God forbid he already had like a broken orbital bone or something. But it looks like it.
No,
hopefully he'll be okay.
No, I think it was just a concussion, as far as I know.
Well, what about Salas? What can you tell about Salas?
Salas had a surgery earlier this week, or within the week. He obviously isn't training yet. I'm not sure. Speculation, at the earliest he might be there on the 6th, but I think that would be a really early recovery, but it wasn't a major invasive surgery. So I think he will be back soon. I don't know all the details on that, but he will be a welcome, you know, return, like you said, for the offense. He's such a competitor, such a competitive, experienced player indoors and outdoors. That just having him out there, the defense has to play on us, and that opens up a lot of opportunities for other guys as well.
Certainly, and he has that educated left foot that certainly strikes fear into every defense in the league. So, but Ellie, I'm going to say congratulations to you again. You're doing a great job picking up the slack with Maurizio's injury and leading the team in scoring. So, we're looking forward to seeing you guys in action in a couple of weeks, next Friday against Pennsylvania, the bottom team in the league. So, certainly a good chance for the Lancers to pick up their first victory of the season in that match. So. Wish the team a very happy Thanksgiving from us, and we look forward to seeing you guys next Friday night.
I'll do it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot, Elliot. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Elliot.
Okay.
Elliot Falsky here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, the Lancers next Friday, 7 p.m. against the Pennsylvania Roar. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Don't telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena Friday, December 6th, as they face the expansion Pennsylvania Roar with kickoff at 7 p.m. There will be free ice scrapers given out at the match, and you can get 50% off a ticket with a donation to Hillside. And the special guest that night is Santa Claus. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, good evening. How are things down in New York?
It's probably getting sort of like a little Rochester weather. It's cold here. But except for that, everything's okay. Thank you.
That's good. We're going to get a big snowstorm in Rochester, so consider yourself lucky.
I'm sorry to hear that. Never like to get snow before or on or around Thanksgiving.
I think there's going to be a lot of rain in New York, so just stay dry and warm. But let's talk about it. The MLS playoffs. We've got the two teams that are going to compete for the championship. Sporting Kansas City will host the match in what they call the Cauldron, one of the toughest places to play in the league, and they'll face a very experienced team, Real Salt Lake, who went into Portland and won 1-0 last night, and of course the Kansas City won 2-1, and it was the USL Player of the Year leading scorer, Dom Dwyer, who scored the winning goal for Sporting Kansas City. What a season he's had. He's already won a championship with Orlando, and now he's looking to win one with Sporting Kansas City. So it's going to be an interesting match, Mike. I'm picking Kansas City. I think with the home field advantage, I think it's going to make the difference.
I think you have to. I think this is Kansas City's year, and this could be Dom Dwyer's year as well too. What he is on the cusp of winning two championships in 1 year. That doesn't happen too often. It's funny, in the USL Pro Championship game, he had a big role for Orlando City, scoring four goals and assisting on a fifth. And all things considered,
this has been a pretty big week for Orlando, considering, I should say the last 7 days for Orlando, considering they were awarded an expansion team for the 2015 MLS season. So everything's coming up roses for Orlando and being soccer associated with the Central Florida city.
It's big, but I know you're planning on being at the match, Mike. What do you think the crowd will be like? You think it'll be a cauldron, as they like to call it, in Kansas City, with their formerly known as the Wizards, which is what they used to call their team or their supporters group, and now they call their stadium.
Oh, I think they're going to be as enthusiastic as you're going to see in any MLS stadium, knowing that what is on the line. Another MLS championship. They did have an opportunity. Well, they won it in 2000. They had an opportunity in 2004, I believe, and they didn't win it then. So these things don't come along too often, and I think they're going to be that proverbial 12th player. You know, it's funny. I've never been to the stadium for a league game. I've been there for a CONCACAF Gold Cup game. I've been there for World Cup qualifying matches, but never for and also for an Olympic. Excuse me, for the Olympic qualifying tournament as well. So I have never really felt the full effect of the partisan home crowd, which I'm looking forward to. So three different competitions, have not seen the home side play there. First time for everything, I guess.
Well, the weather is certainly going to have to be a cooperating factor, because they say there is a lot of bad weather coming around, so Kansas City is not immune to that.
No, definitely, and you know, things are so unpredictable. Just see what's happening out there, and not just in our neck of the woods, but in the Midwest and the rest of the country as well too. So, hopefully. Everyone will be able to move in and out very, very quickly. I'm coming in next Thursday, which doesn't give me too much of breathing room, but you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. It was cold there on the weekend when Kansas City beat Houston. And you thought when Houston got that first goal just 3 minutes in, you thought, oh no, here we go again. But you got to give Kansas City a lot of credit. They came from behind and got the victory that they needed. Of course, the first match ended scoreless, so it was really a winner take all. But the second match, Real Salt Lake. You'd have thought Portland would have at least gotten a goal in that match, but Real really shut the door, and they're going to be a very hard team to beat, again, with that experience they have on that team. But it's a very intriguing final. Two teams, I think, that deserve to be there, and I think it could be a defensive game, but it also, I think, could open up as well.
Yeah, sometimes it depends on how early a goal is scored, particularly by, let's say, the favored team. What I'm looking forward to this game is that the coaches once played in this league. They know what it's all about. You know, Peter Vermes was a member of the Kansas City team that won in 2000. Jason Christ never played on a title team, but he did coach one, Real Salt Lake, to the 2009 title in Los Angeles. So he knows what it's all about, too, from standing aside the field there. So I think you're going to see two different types of coaches. I think, let's face it, Peter Vermes wears his passion on his sleeve, no doubt about that. Jason Christ is not a shrinking violet by any means, but a different type of coach. I think he may be a little more reserved than Peter is, especially on the sidelines. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. There are a number of storylines evolving. Obviously, the Dom Dwyer situation. Two former MLS players coaching in the game, which is a rarity for sure. I still like KC again because of the home field advantage.
Mike, just what is the difference in, you know, like winning and losing as far as purse is concerned?
I'm sorry, say that again. I missed part of that question.
No, the difference in money, you know, that from winning or, you know, win the championship or second place, or, you know.
That's a good question. I don't know if they give out money to the championship team. I know players have it in their contract, getting bonuses if they win. But I honestly don't know how much, you know, the individual teams would get. Good question to be asked of the league.
Now, is the both teams are going into the Champions League next year, is that correct? Because they were first and second?
Well, the Red Bulls were...
Right, but there are four teams. They've got Red Bulls, D.C., who won the Open Cup, and then I believe Kansas City and Salt Lake will both go in as well.
Okay, well, it's very well possible. I don't have that information in front of me to say yes, but I'm not going to use you on that either.
Well, you mentioned about Orlando. We were talking about that earlier on the show, about Orlando getting the 21st team in MLS, and I think it's going to be a great addition. But I think really the league needs to get Miami in the league at the same time. I think Orlando needs an immediate rival, and Miami would obviously be that team. And it's just a matter of Mr. Beckham getting everything lined up from an ownership standpoint. And I'm sure that... Don Garber will want to get an even number of teams back in the league again, if possible. Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think that they might hold off on Miami?
I think eventually it's going to happen, hopefully sooner than later. I mean, who knows? Maybe they convince the Chivas USA owners to sell the team to Beckham's concern. Because, you know, Chivas has just been nothing but a disaster that's getting worse and worse out there. You know, one thing that I'm concerned about is getting too many expansion teams, overexpanding, diluting the talent pool a bit. And we all remember what happened to the North American Soccer League when they went from 18 to 24 teams in one fell swoop. And I understand that's a totally, entirely different situation, but that. I just hope people have learned from the past, maybe not to push things as much. So I know they want to go to 24 teams by the end of the decade. I've called it 2020 vision. I guess I'm not the only one who's probably written it that way. But I have mixed emotions about the expansion of the league. Yeah, if you're going to have a team in Orlando, you probably should have one in Miami, but... And you probably want it sooner than later, but I just hope they're not diluting the player pool.
Well, I think it depends on if Mr. Beckham can bring in some of his buddies to play for the new Miami team, if they get some big-name players to come in from outside the United States. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I'm surprised that they didn't wait till the MLS Cup to announce Orlando, because that's what Garber has done in the past. He's announced the expansion teams at the actual Cup Championship. But this time they announced it early, and I know that hopefully next week we're going to have some people on from Orlando to talk about the move of the team to the top flight, and it should be I think it's a good move. I think, I said, with all the English people who live in Orlando, there's going to be some very passionate fans there, and they've proven, I think, they can draw at the third division level, so you would think they're going to be at the top flight. They're going to be a very strong team from an attendance standpoint.
I believe they will be. I don't think that's going to be a problem as long as they have a competitive team early on. One thing that things have been skewed this year is you talk about MLS Cup. Well, remember, MLS Cup is like the first week in December this year, so things are all screwed up in terms of timing because they announced the schedule today, which they usually don't do it until after the MLS Cup, actually well into January, and I'm not going to argue about the schedule being announced because better for the teams to promote themselves and maybe giving, you know, having selling tickets, season tickets as Christmas presents. But beautiful. Things are askew this year because of MLS Cup going so deep.
So long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we wish you have a happy Thanksgiving, of course, you and your family, and we'll talk to you next week before the MLS Cup.
Andrew and Joe, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and friends as well, too. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Michael and Dick Howard, of course, who are always on our show, and wish Dick a very happy trip to Brazil for the World Cup draw. I want to thank also Elliot Fowski from the Lancers. Lancers in action again next Friday at 7 o'clock against Pennsylvania at the Blue Cross Arena. And don't forget again the Wall of Fame ceremony December 14th against St. Louis, 7 p.m. kickoff. The ceremony will be before the match. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard down in up in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone,
and have a very good night.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.